Check 1, 2. It's your boy Arizona Verse, and with me, my dude and co-host, Soul Popo. And first things first, what the fuck is up with this cop that shot the guy that asked? He asked dude for his driver's license, and when the dude reached for the driver's license, he shot the nigga.
There you go. Because he's in, and you don't know what he's gonna come out with. He could have come out with a fully automatic, some kind of assault rifle. He could have done it.
Apparently.
We don't know.
Thank God. For those that don't know, this cop pulled a guy over, asked him to get out of the car. The guy gets out of the car. The cop has his hand on his weapon, asked the guy to get his license. And as the guy says, okay, reaches for his license, and the cop proceeds to shoot him, which later on, the guy who gets shot ends up apologizing for reaching for his license. Welcome.
I laugh. He asks him as he's on the floor, what'd you shoot me for? You can hear it clear as shit in the audio. I don't know if you watched the video clip of it or not. Why'd you shoot me? Like, he's actually asking him. And like a dumb fucking white crack-ass bitch that he is, he's like, because you reached inside your car and it's like, for my license. You asked me for my license.
So, welcome to America, people. And yes, it is your boy, Arizona Verse, and with me, my dude and co-host, Soul Papa.
Highly fucking ho there.
Papa got a new line. He forgot to say it.
Oh, yeah, we jumping in? I guess, am I black?
He's Mexican, which is all we know that.
Good job.
And this is a podcast about nothing in particular, just current events minus the bullshit, and we're hitting y'all with a quickie real quick. Check us out at IBHMPodcast.com if you want to get more further relief. Once again, you can follow me on my main source of social media fuckery, which is Tumblr, and that can be found at adifferentstateofblack.tumblr.com. And you can follow my dude, Soul Popo, on his main source of social media fuckery, which is...
Go to that Tumblr, Soul Popo, S-O-U-L-P-A-P-O dot T-U-M-B-L-R dot com. Or just look for Soul Popo. Come on. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Ain't the truth.
And you had an article. You can go ahead and hit the people with that.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so we're going to make it really quickly. And, you know, and as much as I love to fuck around and talk my shit, because that's all the motherfucker know how to do, there was something that I wanted to bring up. And this is about both touch on, because I, you know, whether you introverts or whatever it is, it just makes you so, you know, closed in like an asshole when you're surprised. I guess people call that social anxiety. I don't know. And there's all these medications that we don't talk forever on each episode about the side effects and shit that this thing does. You take this, it makes your vagina hurt. You got to take another one, makes your asshole bleed. There's just all this shit. And on the real, the studies show the simplest of shit that talk therapy may trump medication for social anxiety. Ain't that some shit? So you figure, I'm scared to talk, so if I just talk, that helps? Yeah, motherfucker, it does. And I'll go off of this article. It was off of Forbes. It was just saying the new research in the Lancet Psychiatry suggests that for people with social anxiety, talk therapy may be the better option than, you know, the medication. The study is one of the growing numbers that suggest that talk therapy, which I guess, well, obviously rivals the medication thing and all these disorders, it just kind of goes into, pretty much just repeating that, man. Fucking article. Say that whole goddamn thing of it, because they're saying that between 12 to 14% of people in the U.S. that they suffer from that. They call it social phobia. I mean, people just call it being shy. They start trembling, blushing, all this shit. And I love me some social anxiety in a white woman, because they turn all red. And this is the one girl I have a crush on at my new job, where she just rhymes up. I just love the emotion.
Is that where the term pink taco comes from?
You know what? I don't know. I never been to the restaurant, but I love me a pink taco. I ain't gonna lie to you, bubby. I mean, that's all. Honestly, people, and we search for all this. We search for these miracles in a can, in a bottle, and in a spliff, which all can be very fun and, you know what I'm saying, and very, very assuring. But, you know, it takes about just facing the fears, getting on with it. We think things into existence. And if ever I can give you a motherfucking public service amount without being all Jesus on your motherfucking ass, is this. You know what I'm saying? Fight your fears. Headset.
And somebody else who needs therapy is Chris Brown, and his whole aura is a wave of fucking karma, bad karma following him around or something. He's like a, you know how you have the planets, the rogue planets that fly through fucking space and they suck up all this debris and then they just knock shit over as it goes flying through space. That's what Chris Brown's career is now. It's just bad luck follows this man. And apparently an individual was stabbed following a Chris Brown performance, and this was September 22nd, according to TMZ. And the law enforcement officials say the stabbing was related to Brown and his entourage. The victim is expected to make a full recovery. And this kind of brings up what I hate to say, but Chris Brown is kind of starting to become this generation's Tupac. Like, this nigga is... I hate to admit it, but like, with how soft.
Is he moving? Is he fucking inspirational? How the hell is this nigga fucking the next Tupac?
That's the thing, is that unfortunately, people don't remember Tupac for his actual introspective and his Black Panther talk and all that. They remember him for his nigga moments during the making of All Eyes on Me. With that being said, Chris Brown must be making an All Eyes on Me nigga album right now, because this dude will not chill the fuck out. It's bottles.
No chill zone.
There's no chill zone. He floats around in a no chill zone. And you know how you have your personal bubble and you don't want somebody to get within 3 feet? Like, his personal bubble is like 300 miles. If you get within 300 miles of Chris Brown, some bad shit's going to happen. So, I don't know what's going on with Chris Brown, but I hate to say it, but this is the curious case of Chris Brown, and this is the new generation's Tupac. I hate to admit it.
I mean, we like to bring him up with all these sort of shits, you know what I'm saying? For some reason, I forgot what the last little, there's some kind of story with dogs. They asked for Chris Brown's opinion. Fucking Ray Rice knocks a bitch out. They asked for Chris Brown's opinion. I mean, the next motherfucker that's gonna get stabbed. Chris, how do you feel about this? Is someone got stabbed at the last show? Are we just looking for relevance? I mean, Einstein said all this relevant, but goddamn, really?
Yes, sir.
And the words of Tupac and Gridlock, I can't follow it.
And last thing before we get out of here, I told you I was gonna be a quickie. Motherfucking conspiracy. I got to call.
Don't be here for now.
I came across this, actually, World Star is the Devil, and it's no surprise in that I found this pilot on there. But this guy had a video, and he was going in slow motion showing one of those Adult Swim commercials. You know how Adult Swim does their commercials, like, real quick, so you got to do it in slow motion to see everything. And it did this whole thing saying since 1492, one organization has ruled the world, and then it was these flashes of the Baphomet and Satan and pentagrams and shit, and it was talking about welcome to your indoctrination, Mr. Pickles coming soon, and so on and so forth. I'm like, okay, this is bullshit. Somebody didn't put this, you know, together. And but then I googled Mr. Pickles because I was like, do you want to see what the show was about? And so I googled it and I hopped on YouTube, and Mr. Pickles the pilot is the most satanic debauchery shit. Like, the analogy I gave you was when The Simpsons came out, The Simpsons were very controversial. Then
cutting edge is what they
it was
were.
Cutting edge. And then Family Guy came out and it made Simpsons splashed look like PG.
Yeah.
Nowadays you have South Park, which is so wild and all out there. Mr. Pickles,
very political, South very Park comedic,
looks PG.
Yeah. Right. No lie. I mean, see, part of it though is just, because mind you, there's ridiculousness in South Park, but it's smart ridiculousness.
And like, I'm watching it in the background, and for those who don't know what Mr. Pickles is, it's about a dog, and he's possessed by the devil, and like, the dog, or the grandfather knows that he's a Satan worshiper, he's possessed by the devil, and so the grandfather gets caught with some dirty magazines, and he's like, it's not mine, it's the dog's. And then real quick, the video comes up in the background. The grandfather says it wasn't him, and it shows the grandfather looking out the window the night before, and the dog is rubbing his ass on a pentagram of fire, runs into a alleyway, chops off the head of a stripper, cuts her legs off, sticks his legs at her legs, he goes out stripping cash. He uses her dead hooker legs and stilts. He takes the money, goes back home, drinks some alcohol, sniffs gasoline, and masturbates
on the grandpa's bed.
On the grandpa's bed.
With the magazine. Yeah, the grandpa got caught up with it.
and then throws chloroform on his face and then blames the grandfather for it. And like, this is just a part of the pilot. This is a show that comes on TV and it's just all kind of pentagrams and Baphomets and like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. See, with the world.
And the thing about it too is that people who watch Adult Swim, they're avid fans. If you're up that fucking late, you're gonna be watching this shit. If you're watching this shit, you love that shit. If you love that shit, Lord knows I don't love y'all.
Oh.
It's wild though. Yo, I can't lie though, there was a funny joke, and it's a typical fucking joke, because there was some kind of wannabe Apache chief who was just a white guy in a fucking wig. He was watching some kind of movie on his tablet or some shit. It's called Illegal Aliens.
Yeah.
It was like Predator coming out of, you know, the motherfucking stomach.
Yeah.
And this Predator thing had a goddamn sombrero and a pretty sure a bottle of tequila, emphasizing the illegalness, which
I would recommend everybody hop on YouTube when you get a chance to and look up Mr. Pickles Pilot.
It's about 15 minutes. Why not?
Yeah, and if you get possessed by the devil watching it, it is not the fault of these fine folks over here at the
IDF. I definitely don't condemn it. I don't condemn it.
Yes, sir. So I think on that note, it is time for...
Oh, dedications. I wish I had auto tunes with the sound better.
Oh, throw a little T-Pain on my joint. And I have...
Where's my snare?
I have three dedications, but they all wrap together in one. And it's dedications that haven't came up yet. And I'm actually surprised. So I'm going to go ahead and own this quickie. Why not throw out this quickie? Dedication to three pale-skinned women who
son of a bitch. Hey. Wait. A goddamn minute, sir. Before you throw that out there, just because I went really quickly and I go through the IMDb and I'm like, oh, Wadita, and I figure if I'm going to do Wadita, it has to be a Latina descent. Let me just throw out these names real fast. You know how I be hating on the black man. Well, there's a movie called Más Negro Que La Noche. Which means, you know, blacker than night. I'm only assuming it was a black lover that left these three bitches, but it looks more like a horror movie, which one would say is one and the same. Really quickly, since you're throwing out there, I'm going to make this look like a quickie. I'm just trying to get my nose off, a rocks off, and lit, and dip. There's someone by the name of Zuna. Zuria Vega. Zuria Vega. There's another bitch by the name of, Adriana, Adriana, Luvier, Louvier, and another one named Erendira Ibarra, Erendira Ibarra. I don't know. If y'all want to Google it, if y'all have y'all have download the show, you pause it, you want to take a look at them, it's a movie.
And yes, sir. And I'm hoping that Papo sends those to me in a Facebook message, because that was definitely the Mexican portion of the show. I didn't understand none of that. I heard something about Sabio Vega and the one from Street Fighter with the mask. Yeah, that was all I heard. Yo, I'm telling you, I'm there.
I shoot over the names. They pretty enough to try. But go for it. Do I know these boys? And you know, I almost feel like because of this big old juggle of a rush, people don't know. This is a pressure where we kind of... You know, we'll sacrifice the bitch for the greater God. So I just did my real fucking hurry. Do I know the ones you're about to introduce to me?
And you know my dedications, and you will be disappointed that one of them I got to slaughter the lamb before you do, and dedicate this episode to the now defunct white girl mob. Yes, that is right. I dedicate this episode to Krayshawn. I dedicate this episode to Little Debbie. And I dedicate this episode. Dedicate this episode to the dude in the group that can get it be nasty. So he can get it too. So
he can get
white girl mob, yo.
What relevance do they have? At least La Noche Negra is a brand new movie about to hit theaters. Why white girl mob? Buy now.
White girl mob, because even though they are broken up, I still follow Krayshawn, who is a live blogger now. Krayshawn is one of the most garbage MCs I ever heard, but I'm sorry if Gucci wasn't one of the hottest records I didn't ever heard. Y'all can hate all you want. Gucci was fire! Ow!
Yo, and you know what? And Miss Debbie Cake says her name is on.
Wait, before we get to Debbie, because she got the biggest news. Going over to V Nasty after leaving the group. V Nasty had signed a $750,000 deal with some portion of Interscope / Geffen. And so if she does her thing, a lot of people may remember her from being the white woman that was running around saying nigga in all her raps that caused a lot of controversy back in 2011.
But you got a record with that nigga has Gucci, man.
With Gucci, man, they had a record out in Best Buy that I still can't believe that to this day. But then going over to the last one, Little Miss Debbie Cakes is currently gearing up. She's about to drop some hot fire. And she got some new music coming out, and actually she just dropped a record not too long ago. Let me see if I can bring up the name of it. New record. What is her new record? Yeah, she has a new album coming out. Let me go ahead and see if I can.
Videos though, like no joke, Debbie, which Instagram, her name is Debbie Cakes on Instagram. That's my favorite. Why, bitch? That there is besides. Okay, she's just more like a poor man's Ziggy. But just I don't know. But anyway, she's bad, and I totally heard her talking regular talk, and she has that Valley Girl voice. She's just a little whack. But yeah, dude, she be dropping videos like nobody's business, and people just hate on the comments. You know me. I love to hate. That's what makes me nervous on a native. But I can't hate on a white bitch. No, sir. Not even if a pint is supposed to be pumped.
She has a new video out called On Site featuring MPA Shit Row and Jay Owens. And I hate to. This is some hot fire. I hate to admit it. Because something is hot doesn't mean it's good. But this is that new hot fire. And this sounds like a Young Thug record. Like, I can hear this on the record. And shouts out to Migos. And so, yeah, Lil Debbie On Site. Go ahead, check that out.
Is that going to be our closing song? For the...
Oh, fuck it. We'll close out with some ignorance since we hit you out with some shit.
Yo, for those that be listening to Stitcher, some people, those be listening to our iTunes podcast, those that fuck with us on Podomatic, y'all need to listen to the official version, because this live version, it ain't for me.
And shouts out to the listeners of the Podomatic version, because we made it all the way up to 17 on the comedy rankings. We are officially on site top 40 comedy podcast, and we wouldn't be there if it wasn't for you, the fans. So keep telling your friends, keep sharing, showing love. We appreciate all of this, because
contact us. I'll talk whatever shit y'all want me to talk about. Y'all want to send me some news,
because and we'll go ahead and we'll still leave a cliffhanger. We'll still add one more cliffhanger. The reason why this show is short is because we have another show coming up that we're gonna do this for our podcast listeners, since we love y'all family. For you listeners who are following us on iTunes, on Podomatic and whatnot, this version that's going out is going to end with a pilot for what might be a brand new On Blackie's Mexican show. So check that out. Let us know what you think. And we're gonna continue, keep moving like that. But as far as the podcast side of this, once again,
oh, I'm black, am I?
Or Mexican, actually, but you should already know that. And you can email us at ibhmpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, Podomatic. Just add IBHM Podcast on an appropriate spot. Subscribe to our show on Stitcher, iTunes, or Podomatic by searching I'm Black, He's Mexican. If you stop, or if you don't want to do that because you're being too lazy, head over to ibhmpodcast.com and find all of the motherfucking links there.
All sorts of treats there.
Yes, sir. And so, once again, Popo, let's try to end.
I'm black.
No, he's Mexican. And if you don't like this podcast, let them know what they might be, Popo.
I'm guessing you were a Crombie and Fitch wearing... chopping legs off a hooker, using them as stilts, ass motherfucking eat the butthole after they just took a massive shit after eating Chipotle ass. God damn, racist. That's the only thing I can think. That's only y'all can be. If you don't like, listen to me. I'm glorious. Ah, chill.
So, until next time, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between, welcome to the second hour of That Weed Show on Worst Case Radio. I am your host, Arizona Verse, and with me, my dude and co-host, Soul Papa.
What's happening? I'm black.
He's Mexican, but you should already know that. And if you don't, you should Google it. Now, we'll be playing some of today's hottest music coming straight out of AZ, Arizona, Terrazona, the Arizona. Zone, the Fiend. What else do we call it, yo?
Bird City. It's hot as right now. It's hot eight. Yeah, all that.
Bird Gang, yo. We in this. Yo.
Ooh, Cardinals, baby.
Yes, sir. And once again, I'm Arizona Verse, and this is Soul Papo. And before we get into any of that hotness, breaking news, yo. Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa. Getting a divorce show? Like, what's going on with this, man?
How could we not see that a multi-platinum selling rapper is not going to be happy with one woman? How could we have expected that? Winning! I don't get it.
First things first, shouts out to Wiz for bagging Amber Rose to begin with. Shouts out to you for that. But what
I can't take it from Kanye. That's the biggest feat right there.
What does it feel like to know that you will never, ever find a badder chick than her? Everything is downhill from here.
Because honestly, do you know how hard it is to find a black woman that you ain't got to worry about having to worry about the hair, get them products, and all that stuff? Like, dang, you hit the mark, son. But hey, didn't they get a prenup, though? Is he not in the clear?
Apparently. Huh. And the story as it goes, she said on Twitter, please stop with the fake stories. I would never, ever, ever cheat on my husband in a million years. And I think you guys should know this. Unfortunately, my now ex-husband can't say the same. And the story goes, the day before his wife of only 14 months decided to end their marriage, she went to his home in the middle of the night and caught him with the lady friend. So, I don't know.
Talk about them lady friends.
And then you also have the rumor going on right now, Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon went through the divorce, and now Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose is going through a divorce, and Nick Cannon is managing Amber Rose right now, so I don't know. These are the questions we must know.
Well, one thing too, and I don't know how it works out when they give him spousal support, because you know Amber Rose ain't gonna be doing nothing. She's 30 years old now. She pretty much flew over the coop, because in modeling, if you ain't 16 years old,
you over the hill.
You over the hill, exactly. But they got a prenup though, so I'm wondering, is this Wiz being a good guy saying, okay, I'm gonna keep. I mean, you ain't gonna make no money. Here you go. I mean, how does that work?
I don't know. Either way, they're currently fighting over custody of the kids, so we'll see how that goes. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and hit y'all with some of that, once again, hot Bird City, Arizona music. And coming up right now is that new Judge the Boss. Hell yeah.
Hey, my nigga. I'ma tell you something, dawg. These niggas hate me, my nigga. But I'm just gonna keep on stacking. I'ma keep counting this money. You know what I'm saying?
I rock Gucci, hell yeah. Louis, hell yeah. Trui, hell yeah. Versace, hell yeah. I got bitches, hell well. Bitches, hell well. Bitches, hell well. Bitches, hell yeah. I rock diamonds, hell yeah. Diamonds, hell yeah. Diamonds, hell yeah. Diamonds, hell yeah. I be grinding, hell yeah. Grinding, hell yeah. Grinding, hell yeah. Grinding, hell yeah. I rock Gucci, hell yeah. Louis, hell yeah. Everything I do is like a movie, hell yeah. And I'm booming, hell yeah. These niggas ain't booming, hell yeah. And they keep fucking my arms, but I got new ones, hell yeah. And I've been true to this shit. My haters out here reckless. Off all this money I'm checking. Two gold rubs on my necklace. Black Versace, my shades. True religion, my camo. My whip shit and my clip extended. Got 32 in that ammo. And I'm different, hell yeah. These niggas be tripping, hell yeah. Never catch me down talking niggas trying to knock no bitches, hell yeah. And they choosing, hell yeah. These bitches be choosing, hell yeah.
When I get around these broke hoes, I act bougie, hell yeah. I rock Gucci, hell yeah. Louis, hell yeah. Trui, hell yeah. Versace, hell yeah. I got bitches, hell yeah. Bitches, hell yeah. Bitches, hell yeah. Bitches, hell yeah. I rock diamonds, hell yeah. Diamonds, hell yeah. Diamonds, hell yeah. Diamonds, hell yeah. I be grinding, hell yeah. Grinding, hell yeah. Grinding, hell yeah. Grinding, hell yeah. I be flexing, hell yeah. Flex, hell yeah. My little nigga keep that work, he gon' stretch, hell yeah. And I'm stunt, hell yeah. Get my money, hell yeah. Heard niggas gon' run up on me, but I ain't worried about nothing. Hell yeah. I drink Hennessy, ho, pull up. Might drink till I throw up. Tell that bad bitch where her friends at, cause she the type of shit we need more. Hold up, take her back to my crib late. Said a nigga can't get it straight. Dick all in her rib cage. Twisting her in like 10 ways, and I'm winning. Hell yeah, little homie, I'm winning. Hell yeah. I don't try to play hard when a nigga get around these bitches. Hell yeah. And they choose. Hell yeah, these bitches be true. Hell yeah. When I get around y'all broke hoes, I act bougie, hell yeah. I rock Gucci, hell yeah. Louis, hell yeah. Trui, hell yeah. Versace, hell yeah. I got bitches, hell yeah. Bitches, hell yeah. Bitches, hell yeah. Bitches, hell yeah. I rock diamonds, hell yeah. Diamonds, hell yeah. Diamonds, hell yeah. Diamonds, hell yeah. I be grinding, hell yeah. Grinding, hell yeah. Grinding, hell yeah. Grinding, hell yeah.
And that is right, ladies and gentlemen. That's that Judge the Boss, that new hotness. The boy signed to Sony Records. Looks like he's going to be doing some big things, man. So shouts out to Judge the Boss, man. Represent.
People moving. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And once again, you are listening to the I'm Black, He's Mexican Hour, heard right here on That Weed Show. Worst Case Radio, we are in the building. And we got some more news coming in today. And
epic fail.
Epic fail news. Have you seen this story about these men who, let's just say they did some bad things to a woman after she beat them in a rap battle. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about this. I want to say I was there, but no, I wasn't there. It just happened to be a different situation. It was actually a private party. This one was actually reported. Real dangerous stuff now, people.
We have some Negroes out there. We got to go. We got a 10-2 for Negro walking in the
vicinity. Just shoot them all. Ask no questions. If they black, they guilty. Stop them right now. Yo, well, as long as it wasn't a white woman in trouble, then I'm okay with it. But apparently this was, I don't know, what's her rap name? What's her alias?
I don't even know what.
Nobody cares. That's how badly the media don't care. She was some random black lady. Happened to press charges. Bunch of niggas came in and, you know, they didn't take too kindly to strangers coming up at them upside the head. Up with the verses. So we go hard with these 16s. So apparently all three of these Negroes went real hard with their 16s.
She had much harder bars that she had to throw at those boys, and they were coming at her with other bars. So, horrible, horrible. So on that note, I think it is time for one more music break, as we got some brand new.
Oh, like that?
Poker Face.
I want some domestic violence. Okay, yeah, bring in Poker Face.
We got some brand new Poker Face featuring Hannibal Lack. Right here on Worst Case Radio. Let's bang, bang.
Fly your flag, rep your city. Fly your flag, bring your click. Fly your flag, love your hood. Fly your flag, bang your shit. Fly your flag, rep your city. Fly your flag, bring your click. Fly your flag, love your hood. Fly your flag, bang your shit. I feel it coming on. The room temperature is getting higher. Gorilla niggas pound your fucking chest. I suggest the rest just keep quiet. You call whoever the hell you want. When the rollers arrive, we riot. Southwest, fuck the rest. Keep singing if you with me. Let's set this bitch on fire. Fly your flag, rep your city. Fly your flag, bring your click. Fly your flag, love your hood. Fly your flag, bang your shit. Fly your flag, rep your city. Fly your flag, bring your click. Fly your flag, love your hood. Fly your flag, bang your shit. Fly your flag. It don't matter where you from. Let these niggas go. They ain't around here tonight. It's where you at. Watch where you niggas go. Check that lip at the door. You better double check that clip in the bowl. Your bitch in my mouth, bitch, you got my teeth on big, nigga. Check that particular. Hold yourself together. Self-preservation to rush your walk in the thin line. Face to face, the same face to waste.
26s are sitting on Dana Dane.
Fly your flag.
It ain't a thing. Be proud of them where you came.
Fly your flag.
Rep your city.
Fly your flag.
When you click.
Fly your flag.
Love your hood.
Fly your flag.
Bang your shit.
Fly your flag.
Rep your city.
Fly your flag.
When you click.
Fly your flag.
Love your hood.
Fly your flag.
Bang your shit.
Fly your flag.
I feel it coming on. The room temperature is getting higher. Gorilla niggas pound your fucking chest.
I suggest the rest just keep quiet.
You call whoever the hell you want. When the rollers arrive, we riot.
Southwest, fuck the rest.
Each city, if you with me, let's set this bitch on fire.
Now set your block on fire.
Let the motherfucker burn.
Now set your block on fire.
Let the motherfucker burn.
Now set your block on fire.
Let the motherfucker burn.
It's burning, now watch and learn.
It keeps burning, then let it burn.
Now set your block on fire.
Let the motherfucker burn.
Now set your block.
Yes, sir. Brand new Poker Face featuring Hannibal Lecter. Yes, sir.
Is that what that was?
Once again, you are listening to Worst Case Radio.
Yo, I'm black.
He's Mexican, but you should already know that. And if you don't, once again, Google it. Yes, sir. We want to thank y'all for tuning in to the I'm Black, He's Mexican hour of That Weed Show. Once again, coming to you straight from Worst Case Scenario Radio. I'm Black, He's Mexican. And this is...
Look for the names, y'all.
That Weed Show.
Yeah, man.
Is this what it is?
Yeah.
I guess.
Ow! That's all, folks.
These bitches that I came with. It's that 8 day shit. It be on sight. If you want it, you get it, you with it, we with it. Hey, I'ma be spitting, bitch, it be on sight. Don't think that I'm different, I talk and I live it. I catch your ass slipping, then it's gonna be on sight.
Try to tell these hoes, pussy in the air, yeah, smell these hoes.
I smell these hoes.
Try to warn these hoes, speaking on my name, now I'm on these hoes.
On these hoes.
It's like that, y'all fall off, but I'm right back. Reloaded, bitch, fight back. They want my spot and I like that. That's motivation.
That's motivation.
I fucked the whole game up and made y'all bitches like procreation.
Procreation.
So they all my children. Fuck y'all feelings, got no relation.
No relation.
I'm meditating off medication. Ain't heard my shit, you already hating. Ain't seen my fall, you already waiting. Shit, this my fuck you too. California sweetheart part two. But you hoes ain't ready. Lock and loaded, got my strong arm set. Got a 9 for the bitches who be out of line. Mayday AK going Columbine. So you know that it's all on site, bitch. Lil Debbie be the realest that you ever find, yeah.
These niggas that I came with,
I came with.
These niggas not the one you wanna play with. This that 8 day shit. This that reload, let me hit you with that K, bitch. It be on site. If you want it, you get it, you with it, we with it. Ain't ever be spitting, bitch, it be on site. Don't think that I'm different, I talk and I live it. I catch your ass slipping, then it's gonna be on site.
Fuck 5-0, nigga. Pull up no plates with the slide, though, nigga. Hop out, let the 4-5 go, nigga. Did we gas break dip like a sideshow, nigga? Cause these niggas that I came with be the same niggas, leave your fucking brain spread. Cause we don't talk that nigga, we just walk that nigga. Nigga got beef, I chalk that nigga. 40 on my hip, I'ma bark that nigga. Broad day on sight, I'ma off that nigga. Woo! Where your dogs at, nigga? What's a pit bull to a gorilla with a pistol? Hunt around drunk, say you know I ain't missing. Used to be my man, but he turned into a witness. Run around town, that he turned into a victim. Shouldn't played around with the band camp, nigga. Lil Debbie got the heat, flam that nigga. Dump him in the river with saran wrap, hit up. We like Bunny and Clyde. No his and her rollies, just matching for five.
These bitches that I came with,
I came with.
Just know they ain't the ones you wanna play with. It's that 8 day.
spittin', it should be on sight. Don't think that I'm different, I talk and I live it. I catch your ass slipping, and it's gonna be on sight.
What it look like? Debbie Betty Crocker when I cook, right? You know I stack paper like book, right? If a bitch talking shit, then it's on sight.
Look, I don't fuck with these lanes. Shit, don't play bitches, I ain't playing no games. I see through these niggas like spectacle frame. They tryna run up and I'm busting they brain.
I'm blessing with you. These bitches ain't loyal, but I be the truth. These haters, God bless them like they say I chew. Pack a rocket on me and it's tucked in my boot.
Ooh. Okay, little mama, see you already when it comes to the drama. But I'm the fucking man when I'm busting them llamas. These niggas little scrappy, they don't want problems.